worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Oh, God, it's me. I welcome to a freak accident. Yeah, we made it. This is a weird episode because the one starting out is not the one who normally starts out, but he's here.
I am here.
You look like Bane.
I feel like Bane.
You're going to bring
a terrible
the Bane.
Addition to an awful movie.
Yeah, well, visit us at freakaccident.com. We got our podcast section. You can check out all the podcasts there. You can email us freaks@freakaccident.com. And, you know, we go over the stuff at the end, so figure it out.
Why do it twice?
Everybody's here.
They are.
I'll introduce everybody. There's Crisco.
Hello.
Mickey.
Yep.
Kara.
You seem like you're nervous.
Well, because I'm looking at the iPad and trying to do this. It's a lot, and I'm not.
He wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. Not at all.
He just kind of threw it at you.
But I almost broke my 2-year sobriety by accident.
Mm-hmm. Well, how?
All right.
Everybody's looking at me. I'm the one that has trouble talking tonight, which is why he's taking the lead
show.
You have the computer, so the rest of the show is going to be a little hard, but...
Not really. I just hit go and stop on the recording. That's all.
Well, no.
I don't do much.
I mean, I can't see the screen of all the stuff.
All right. How did you almost lose your sobriety?
Screw off, Kara. God. So, this weekend I'm going to Cincinnati. And the people I go with, two of them snore really loud. That's my phone. It's going off. That's the buzzer. I'm done with my story. So.
That is a smartphone.
So, they snore, two of the people, really loud. So, what I normally do is take ZQL. We haven't been there in over 2 years because of COVID. So I get myself ZQL. I bring it home.
Helps you get your Z's.
Yeah, I know what ZQL is.
Proofreader then looks at it. There's 10% alcohol in that.
No wonder it knocks you out.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
I guess. Yeah, that's what I said.
10% alcohol. That's more than some liquors.
There's no way it's 10% alcohol by volume.
Well, it just says 10% alcohol.
Alcoholics do use that if they can't get alcohol. They also use Listerine, because that also has alcohol in it.
God, what a pathetic existence.
I mean, hey.
It's an addiction, man. So I quickly returned it, and I got the non-alcoholic version. There is one.
Oh, they do make
it. But it costs the same amount. What a ripoff.
What do they replace the alcohol with?
I don't think they replace it with anything. It has, I can't pronounce what was in it. It's some big... medical term or medicine. You know how to say it, probably.
Go ahead, say it.
I don't know.
I know.
We don't know what he's referring to.
Dihippophan.
I mean, that sounds probably about as accurate as anything I would come up with.
Yeah, so.
But my question is, if they have the non-alcoholic version, why even make the alcoholic version? And it's the same price. So it's like...
to get to the addicts?
I guess,
to
right?
To get people off the wagon.
Do you think people get addicted to ZQL because of that? Because I've heard of people getting addicted.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
Cool, right?
Yeah, that's why people get addicted to it.
What if it's a conspiracy, and ZQL is produced by Anheuser-Busch, like through like a fake company, you know, like a front?
Mm-hmm.
They're making ZQL to get addicts to take it so that they'll get back to drinking booze.
Oh my gosh!
We just blew the lid off the whole thing.
Yep.
Conspiracy theory, Mickey. You were supposed to be on this one.
No, I had to deal with flat earthers for the last weekend.
What?
You need the... Because we went on plane rides. So, murderer's friend, quote unquote,
is a flat earther.
Oh.
So he was sending pictures and antagonizing them the whole time from the flight to show that the earth was round.
You weren't you weren't really in a plane. You were in a simulator.
Yes, yes.
So yep.
We just magically got to Albuquerque.
I've also heard them say that the windows are convex or whatever, mm-hmm. which creates a curved, even though like nothing else out the window is curved, it's just the horizon incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
How convenient.
It's amazing how many people are in on this.
Those are smart windows.
They
smart,
are.
Smart windows to be able to differentiate like that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we got nothing.
Are we going to explain why the show's different this week and why you're taking the lead?
Well, because you're...
I'm sick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have some kind of throat thing, which you could probably even hear.
Sounded gross.
I have a throat thing.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for that. That was great. I needed that. It hurts to talk, so I can't do too much of it. It's not COVID, though. You'll be happy to know as we sit well within 6 feet of each other.
Yeah, I was just gonna say,
2 foot table.
This would be a terrible time to reveal something.
Yeah, no. I got tested Monday, negative, and today, negative. So it's not COVID. I don't know what it is though, but it hurts in my neck.
You know, it's just a normal cold.
Yeah. It's either that or...
I'm just picturing you going to the doctor. It hurts in my neck.
It hurts in my neck.
I got a throat thing.
Yeah, it hurts right here.
And then we find out it's actually a broken finger.
Yeah.
That would
make sense at all.
You've never heard that Polish joke?
Oh, yeah. It hurts everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Everywhere
right.
I poke, it hurts.
Oh.
You got a broken finger. I would be a Polack stupid enough to fall for that, too. But, oh, yeah. So I just, I don't know if it's flu or cold or strep throat or something, but I sound like crap. I feel like crap. I look like crap. I'm broke. My dog died.
Jeez.
A whole sordid existence.
The worst part is he didn't even have a dog.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Who the hell did he kick?
So yeah, I'm doing great and I'm feeling awesome. But I am glad that we're all here after however many weeks.
It's been a bit.
It has been a bit.
This is probably 3 weeks. Well, 2 weeks you weren't here. So this is the third week, so 2 weeks you missed.
Yeah.
Because it was a best of, then you missed, so now we're all together.
So it was only 2 weeks. It's not too
well,
bad.
It was,
math.
Well, it was, we recorded, and then a week to the to the best of, that's 1 week, then the best of to the next week that you weren't there is 2 weeks, and then the week that he wasn't there to this week is 3 weeks, so it's been 3 weeks.
It's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring, everyone.
Oh, God.
I'm glad we know how weeks work, Kara.
I did the math, and I used my hands.
That was a thing to behold. Yeah. Jesus.
You were really watching me do the math like this.
Yeah.
Drawing the weeks. And I drew the weeks with, like, little humps.
It was like a little rainbow arc week to week.
Is it because it was Wednesday you needed to make the hump?
It was a frown face.
It was
we missed.
It was transfixing. It's what it was.
Well, you're welcome.
Spectacular.
On that note.
Yeah.
What's next, guy in charge?
I can't see from here. Oh, I know what time it is. It's our favorite time.
Uh-oh.
If I could get
He's
to it.
He's got a stall for time. That's his favorite.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It
makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
It's mail time.
It is mail time. I guess I will read these.
Yeah, because there's no way in hell I could read it from here.
Put your telescoping glasses on.
Want to borrow mine?
They don't work.
They're also invisible. That's pretty impressive.
I know.
This is from Susie St. Pierre.
Oh, boy.
Which is Mickey's mom.
Yep.
Right? And the title of the email is Witch Correction.
Oh, yeah. She told me about this while I was out visiting her.
Because the first thing I thought is, what is there like a recall on Mickey or something? Yeah. Or like, she's sending to let us know how considerate. She says, so I'm embarrassed to admit I missed part of this episode because I listened to it while I was in bed and I fall asleep.
That's good. We're really interested.
Yeah. It was so good.
Laurie Cabot did have several black cats and probably still does.
This was the witch that Mickey brought up that's from Salem.
Yeah.
This is somebody that you know?
Unfortunately. And apparently my mother knew her before I knew her.
Okay, well, she mentions that she's Papa's age, Mickey.
Yes.
And owned the...
How old are you?
What century were you born?
My grandfather. He's
Papa's age!
Yeah, I feel like she's some like Quaker sitting around the campfire with a wagon train surrounding her or something.
Whittling while she's telling us this story, rocking back and forth. Well, Papa knew this witch back in the day.
She says she owned the Raven's Nest and a couple other stores on Pickering Wharf and Essex Street. And then her daughter Jody took over the Raven's Nest.
The
Pickering.
She has a website that you can find out her current activities.
Prefer not to.
Raisin is a black cat I remember best.
So, to clarify, when my mom was younger, she was a vet tech. So,
she went from vet tech to witch?
Yes.
Weird.
But this is how she knows that transition. Lori had black cats, which I don't ever remember seeing when I was working in Salem, so I'm assuming she got rid of said cats. But that was a 20-year difference.
Probably with a spell.
Maybe they turned into Thackeray Binks.
I'm sorry, what?
Did you just say something?
Come on, somebody must know.
Am I hallucinating? Is this infection in my neck going to my brain?
Possibly.
Well, then it's going to my brain, too.
We have no idea what you're referring to.
Thackeray Binks? No? Not one.
The disease is spreading despite this mask.
Boo.
What is that?
Hocus Pocus. The brother from the Witch Days.
I never saw
that. They cast a spell, and he's a black cat that talks to the...
You know what?
Okay, I do know that, but I didn't know what his name was.
You know what? That is a movie that is... obtusely popular.
It is.
Yeah, it's weird.
Despite the fact that I have never seen it.
I've seen it.
It actually, I swear, like, it doesn't really exist. It's like one of those things that there's just memes of it. It's like a Mandela effect kind of thing.
They just made enough memes that
and
we
I
think
swear,
it's a movie.
Every year there's a new viral thing where it's like Hocus Pocus 2 coming out in a couple months, and then it's like, has there ever been a Hocus Pocus 2? Is there?
It's coming up in a couple months.
Very well done.
That's what I mean. We're caught in some kind of time loop. Yep. I don't know. But then we got another email.
Okay.
Your mom was super bored.
Oh. She forgot she said the first one.
So the title of this one is Three French Hens.
Uh-oh.
We were talking about how much it costs to buy the 12 Days of Christmas last week.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
By the way, Lords of Leaping, like once you get into those upper categories, that's just slavery at that point.
Oh, it is.
You can't buy people.
Certain countries, anymore. I guess you can.
Well, you shouldn't be able to anyway.
We have a lot of problems with that list.
They did price it.
Really, what's the price of a human being?
$7.25 an hour.
That's what it said. Yeah, so.
Just going to step right off that one. She says, I have three French hens I will give you for free.
What?
They're silver-laced French Wyandottes? Wyandottes?
I have no idea.
Are they alive?
Yes, she has actual chickens.
Oh my gosh!
She says,
French hens.
She says, those bird prices are ridiculous, except for swans. They are expensive.
Your mom's
Why does she know that? Did your mom try to buy swans?
It wouldn't shock me.
Interesting.
The whole time, if I ever visited her, I would just go, why are you looking at me, swan?
Is there like an Amazon.com where you can buy animals? Like animalson.com or something? She's just sitting on there all day.
I doubt it.
I told you it's going in
my brain.
It's
almost like me.
Yeah. You are sick.
Well.
Look just like Stormy, Mommy. Or whatever that is. What was it? Baby? Never mind. Forget it.
Whoa. Here comes
weird
reference.
Did you guys hear that too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was the wind blowing.
That was Kardashian.
Oh, well, that's stupid. Why did you even bring it up around us?
I don't know. I got to take my glasses off.
Because that's going to help.
If I can't see, they can't hear me.
Everything's better now.
All right, so my mother was super bored. Great.
That was it. That was all she said.
Oh!
So she was probably falling asleep while writing it.
She said PNC Bank is lying. That was the end.
Okay.
Of
my gosh, all right. That's so funny.
Yeah. So we could get French hens, guys.
For a much cheaper price than what PNC is listing them as.
Oh, I do have a So in the round out the opening segment here.
Uh-oh.
So in the intervening 3 weeks.
He actually has COVID, doesn't he?
No.
Surprise!
But I got something worse.
Oh, boy.
I got TikTok fever.
Yeah, you did.
Because I started using TikTok and I made
I made
3 videos of my own.
Uh-oh.
He started liking our videos, so I knew.
Oh.
I don't know what coaxed it forward, but there was I saw something and I was like, "Oh, I understand TikTok now." Like, I can put forth very low quality content and get away with it.
Fair enough.
We do this podcast every week. That's not enough.
Dude, I've got thousands of views already on 3 videos that I've done, and it's the stupidest crap I've ever produced in my life. I've been missing out. I've been waiting my entire life for this. Low effort, maximum results.
Oh my gosh, Crisco's going to be an influencer.
Yeah, that's your new job.
A TikTok influencer?
Yeah.
What language was I speaking? Influencer?
Do you think he has influenza?
Maybe
is that what you're thinking?
If I do, I hope it kills me before I become a TikTok influencer. Or
an influencer.
An influencer.
Oh, I don't know.
Enunciating.
You gonna introduce any of this stuff?
I can't see it from
here.
Yes, you can. You have eyes there.
I really can't see it from there. I need glasses.
Mickey, read it.
Mickey's going to read it.
I can barely read it upside down.
She's going to go, coming up next.
I see a guy was sick of waiting to use a machine at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Look at her face.
I didn't get a hang over the computer upside down. Come on.
Your head looks so weird.
Go further and that unicorn horn will spike me right in the eye. And my suffering.
10 fascinating facts about your holiday movies.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's another good one.
Dad wants a paternity test for a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And it's not what you think.
Oh.
ten things that are illegal, but what?
Not immoral.
Not ethically wrong.
Oh. Whatever.
Not ethically wrong.
Got that wrong?
Yes, she did.
And the last thing is...
No, that's it. That's all.
That was
it.
Yeah, that was it.
I thought there was something else.
That was the worst reading ever.
On this episode of A Freak Accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Down. Down. Come on. More energy.
Down. Up. I love down. Arnold. There's a 10-hour loop of this on YouTube.
Oh, no.
I've watched 5, saving the rest for later.
It's like spa music. You can fall asleep to it.
It's true. So I wanted to save this story for when Crisco was here, because he could relate to this.
Mm.
I don't know how I feel about that already. I don't like it.
Oh, no, you'll like it. You'll understand. You've been to a you will like it. And you will. All right.
All right, I'm waiting.
So you've been to a gym.
Feed me, Daddy.
Oh, no.
Yum.
Fever has gotten to his head.
By the way, who would have thought the first drop came from Crisco tonight?
Yep.
It's the delirium.
He's getting DTs. So.
At least it wasn't another word that rhymes with T.
Oh.
There would be similar noises, anyway.
And that, too.
What was this about being a family show? What I miss? What?
The kids don't understand. It's fine.
So, if you went to... When you go to the gym, Crisco, what's the worst thing that happens?
At the gym?
Yeah.
That he has to go?
I mean, that is pretty bad, to be honest with you. There's a lot of things that annoy me about going to the gym. I have a lot of pet peeves.
Name some of them.
Okay, so people who spend more time looking at themselves in the mirror than actually working out.
How about the actual machines? Going to work out?
Oh, well, like, the worst thing is when you have, like, one idiot who decides he's cross-training, and so he's on five different machines at the same time, and if you happen to go to one of them that he's not on, he gets, like, super pissed off because you take the one. It's like, bro, there's, like, 400 people here. Mm-hmm. You can't take up five machines just as one person.
Kind of where we're going with this. This is from WFLA.
Is that a Florida station?
It probably. Has to
be, right? Or it could be in L.A.,
oh, yeah. Or in West Front, L.A.
Anyways. I let that go. A 78-year-old guy named Robert Dvorak went to the gym.
Oh, he's Eastern European. I like him already.
he went to the gym last Thursday morning.
Down. Down. Come on,
you know, that's just played in his head for us.
And wanted to use a specific machine. But someone else was on it.
That is annoying. Especially, it's like you're watching them, too. You're waiting for them to get done, and it's like...
They're, like, on their phone.
How many... Well, yeah, they're sitting there in between sets texting, or it's like you're on, like, set 15. Mm. Like, what is this exercise doing for you at this point?
Yeah.
So, they don't say what type of machine it was, but... Two sisters were working out, and he got sick of waiting for them to finish. So, while one of them was still on the machine, he sat down on top of her so he could use it instead.
I mean, that's a way to handle it.
He just sat on top of her. It's great. I hope he wasn't one of these people that only go to the gym like once a year, because that could have hurt a lot.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, he's a big boy. Big old jiggly fatty butt.
Well, he's 78?
Yeah. It sounds like he had her pinned down. Then he pushed the other sister away. But she tried to help.
Becky,
oh my God.
That man was
get away from me. I'm sitting on your sister.
That man woke up and chose violence.
Yeah. Oh my God. Police got involved.
Let's see. Wait, so in the time it took for them to call the police and the police came, was he still sitting on top of her?
Yes.
I wonder what machine it was. I couldn't wiggle this. Out.
Was he still working out? Was like he on set 15 at that point?
The best part is, witnesses confirmed Robert was the aggressor. No crap.
Yeah.
No, it was the girl that was underneath going, help! He's facing charges of battery.
You would think it would also be like what's the other one? Like tantamount to kidnapping because he was restraining her against her will. I mean, there's other charges you can levy against that guy.
I got his mugshot.
Let's see it.
He is definitely a creepy dude.
Oh, my
ooh.
God.
Oh.
See, look, because you picture like maybe an Eastern European, you know, okay, 75, but maybe he's like a swolt 75-year-old. Nope. No,
he looks like an old version of the BTK killer.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what he looks
right?
like.
Maybe it's...
No, it's not him. BTK's in jail.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Can you confirm that?
He looks like he looks like Tully Blanchard if he really let himself go.
Oh yeah, like if he stopped eating,
or just kept eating and never stopped.
Yeah, and then sat down on people.
He's probably like sweaty, and his sweaty old man legs.
Oh, it wasn't just his legs; his butt sweat was getting on her.
And.
He probably has like a hairy, unshaven back too.
Ew.
That was just pressed up against.
Oh my gosh!
Oh God, you're just describing me at this point.
What if he was wearing like a tank top? He got that wiry gray hair growing out.
And he
out
sat down
back.
And he went.
Yeah.
And put his arms out
like the world's worst chia pet.
Ew! And then he probably smushed his butt around a little bit.
Oh, you're getting into this.
I'm thinking about his gross undercarriage area that probably touched her, and it's grossing me out real bad. What?
Good. That was enough. That was enough dry.
I hate you guys so much.
You do it to yourself.
You can actually watch the producer gears turning.
Uh-huh.
He's like looking at me and like looking slightly off into the distance like, And see
we have next week's show. It is done. So that's pretty much it.
I mean, that's one way to attempt to solve that problem.
Yeah, but when the other sister tried to help the other sister, he didn't let the other sister get out from underneath him.
It would be better if he pulled her underneath you. You're getting under here too.
Like Cell absorbing the androids in Dragon Ball. Yeah, yeah.
You're each getting a cheek.
Now that he's got both beneath him, he has reached his perfect form.
And this is how I pictured he looked when he sat on her. That inquisitive...
Yeah, that face.
Oh. So, anyways.
I'd love to know what machine it was.
Why?
I wish it said that. Because, like, if it was, like, one of those thigh machines with the
legs
are out.
Thigh master. Yeah. It's gotta be thigh master.
He's sitting there with his legs, like, spread.
Oh, God.
Or if it was, like, a arm one, like, the one where you put your arms like this, and he had to, like, squeeze in between the armrest by your... chest and the arms. I don't even forget it.
It's called a preacher curl machine.
Okay. So, sure.
Why is it called that?
I don't know.
Does it go, curl, baby, curl? Yeah.
But while you're in it, it reminds you of what a sinner you are. Yeah. You have sinned against your biceps.
Now you must repent. Curl to Jesus. Curl to Jesus. Oh, I smarted. This is great. I'm glad we're all back together.
I think I just coughed up blood.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Horrible thing has happened.
So what are we doing next?
Cause you have it right in your hand.
No, I don't. It's up on this picture of this guy, and I don't know how to work Mickey's phone. I'm stuck on him forever.
It's the 10 fascinating facts about holiday movies.
Oh, it should be fun.
That's a good transition. Let's go.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
Down.
Like Arnold should just be the intro to everything from now on.
I think it should be. It's like a tragic death. And then it's like down, up. So it's that time of the year when you watch about a bajillion Christmas movies. Hopefully not Hallmark, because they're terrible. Oh, Kara.
What? I like them!
I knew it as soon as I looked at
but
her
like,
face.
It's legitimately all a variation on the same exact plot.
Yeah, it's just easy. You don't have to like, think about it. It's just like easy. It's easy going. It's easy listening.
It's the holiday version of the Jersey Shore. You don't have to think.
The same thing happens. Yeah.
Same thing happens.
J-Wow's drunk again and sleeping around. Yeah, we've seen it a million times. Mm-hmm.
Then Flat Top comes over and yells at her and done.
But it's all set to Christmas, and that's why it's better.
But now it's going to be even more fun. Because when you watch these movies, not Hallmark ones, you could now impress your friends and family with these interesting facts.
Oh.
Get your gums ready in your head, because it's come from mental floss.
Well, your gums are in your head regardless.
I thought he was making like a weird threat against me.
That's right. All right. We've all seen the movie Scrooge, right?
The cartoon? Yes. Oh. The cartoon one with the duck?
No. The one with Bill Murray.
I think I have seen that.
Scrooged.
Scrooged.
Duh. Oh, I thought you meant.
You don't have to say duh.
Like Scrooged with a D.
Yes. Bill Murray.
I mean, I assume he did.
Oh, boy. We have fun. Bill Murray improvised a lot of his lines in Scrooge. Bill was also in negotiations to play the lead in Bad Santa, but due to scheduling conflicts, the role went to Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, man, I can't imagine Bill Murray in that role. It's mm-mm. too, it's much too, it's not him.
It's too mean
yeah.
to be Bill Murray. Bill Murray's more sarcastic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dry and sarcastic.
Yeah.
And that role was violent, angry, and horny.
Yeah. Ew.
It's that's what I used to put on my dating profile.
He improvised a lot of his lines in Scrooge, though?
Yeah.
I feel like they probably let him do that in most movies because he's just creative and funny. So
yeah, I think
go.
He did the same for Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There was a lot of improvising between all of them in there. Go see the new movie. It's awesome. Chris, have you done that yet?
No.
Uh-oh. Then you better ask him the joke.
Uh-oh.
What do you call a dead polar bear?
What?
Anything you want, it's dead.
I did hear that in the last episode, and it delighted me just as much then.
He let it go anyway.
I'm sad to say I've actually seen this chick flick.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what is it?
Love Actually.
Oh, yeah. I only saw it like once, but I think people love it.
Yeah, that's the one. Who is the guy? He's the lead, I believe, in that movie.
There's a lot of people.
No, but he used to... The main dude.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah. He used to be in everything during that time. He was in every chick flick. And every Christmas you'd see...
Liam Neeson's in that movie.
Is he?
Yeah.
Does he threaten people? I have a set of skills.
Not really, no. His story's very sad.
Oh. Four plot lines were cut from Love Actually.
How?
The director originally wanted to have 14 love stories.
Whoa.
It's already the longest movie ever.
Well, it was going to be even longer.
Jesus.
Apparently, I've never seen it. But it sounds like a Woody Allen film.
It's like an ensemble cast. There's like Alan Rickman's in it. Liam Neeson's in it. What's her name? I forget what her name is. Andrew Lincoln's even in it. Keira Knightley's in it.
Wow.
There's a lot of people in that movie. And Mr. Bean's in it. He makes a cameo. One of the best cameos in history.
I can't remember the movie. I think I'm like Kara. I saw it once.
Like,
but I
know it's there, and I know I watched it, but I know some people are like really into it.
It's fine. It's fine. It's not offensive, but it's fine.
It's not offensive, but it's fine. What kind of movies?
I'd say it's not a great movie, but it's fine. Okay. It's not like offensive to your intelligence.
Oh, okay. I thought you said because it isn't offensive, it's fine. But it's fine. If it was offensive, it would have
been great. Yeah.
Okay. The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Definitely have seen that one.
Yep. Yeah. It was the first Muppet movie to be made without Jim Henson.
True.
He passed away in 1990, 2 years before the movie came out.
You know, it was really funny. One of the TikTok videos that I saw recently that I liked is this lady. She goes, "All right, it's time for problems with movies. And today we're going to be talking about the Muppet Christmas Carol." Mm. So the problems with the Muppet Christmas Carol. There are none. It's perfect. Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's good.
The only problem is when Jim Henson died, all the Muppets got weird voices. Like, the Muppets that he voiced.
Kinda. I mean...
It just didn't fit to me, because, like, if you grew up with Jim Henson, you knew the voices that you were used to, and they all had, like, a weird tone difference.
At this point, though, I feel like enough people grew up with them that they can imitate
Sure.
him, like, flawlessly, because some of the newer stuff, it was done really, really well.
I love the Family Guy where they talk about that same subject, and he goes...
Waka waka. Who wants to hear a funny-ass joke?
It's a great line. I am embarrassed to say I haven't seen this movie. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I'm not embarrassed, and neither should you be. It's overdone.
Oh.
It's overrated is the word you were looking
there's
for.
There's that too. And it's way overdone in the fact that like Hot Topic just becomes that effing movie every year around this time.
Well, Tim Burton said his storyline for The Nightmare Before Christmas was inspired by seeing a collision of Halloween and Christmas decorations in the store at the same time.
Interesting.
I mean,
because Christmas kind of invades. Right. The end, like, right when it starts getting to Halloween, there's a Christmas tree right in the middle of the mask.
Yeah, try, like, the beginning of October.
There's Valentine's stuff out
especially,
now.
Especially in Home Depot. They start with the Christmas
tree. Don't even get
really,
me started.
Really early.
But I liked that movie, though. The kids like it. All the kids. Every kid in the world.
I wasn't a kid that long, but I never
kids.
Saw it. I don't
give
a crap.
It's not... It's good.
It's just good.
At this point, like I feel like it just to be a contrarian, I would hate it on principle.
Yeah,
if I
fair enough.
Seems right.
You want to be a bird?
Yeah, contrarian in a coal mine. keep going with this list.
All right, It's a Wonderful Life. Haven't seen that one either.
A Wonderful Life?
Yeah, A Wonderful Life.
Haven't seen it?
No.
Wonderful? Did you say
Wonderful? Yeah, Wonderful.
Wonderbar. But you ever hear about the alternate ending to that movie? Dark. No, but the FBI issues a memo in 1947 about It's a Wonderful Life being a possible infiltration by communists into the movie industry. Hmm. The movie also did terribly at the box office and put the director $525,000 in debt.
Wow.
They thought it was a scheme for communists to break into the movie industry?
Yeah.
I mean, it may not have been, but they ultimately failed preventing that from happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really. Oh, well.
Take that. USA all the way. Booyah. Take that, damn commies. We're going to take this show in a whole different direction.
No, we're not.
I'm excited for it.
I know you are.
Yeah. Political risk goes away. I know.
Suddenly, the mask comes off, and his voice is perfectly fine.
It was all leading
the ruse.
There's literally a soapbox he stands on top of.
I've been playing 8-dimensional chess.
I can't even play regular chess. Aww. A Charlie Brown Christmas. You had to have seen this movie. It was originally supposed to have a laugh track. But Charles Schultz was against it.
How would that work?
What was that? That wasn't me.
It was me.
That made it on the mic, too.
What was that?
Me holding in a burp.
She was that upset about the laugh track.
Bro, that was dry, too. Like, we got that forever.
Oh my god, I almost passed out. I had to focus on this.
We're falling apart over here. It's fine.
He was against it. Oh.
Your burp was sad about that.
Yeah. It was sad I was holding it in.
I could hear like your gurgles, your deep gurgles. Made it on the mic.
Has there ever been a laugh track in a cartoon, though?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I just don't know how that would work with that specifically. The Peanuts?
I can't focus on this.
All right, let's move into Frosty the Snowman and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
excuse me, guys. I don't know what came over me.
I didn't know this. They were both songs before they became the movies.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting little fact. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The director of 1966 animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas gave the Grinch a green color because he was inspired by an ugly green car he rented.
I think we talked about that a couple of years ago, too.
We did.
It was something about, maybe. Like, was the Grinch green? I always thought he was always green, but apparently the original book he was not.
Oh, really?
What color was he in the book?
I don't think they gave him a color.
Was it just
I don't remember.
Oh, it wasn't
maybe.
Like a picture. I was like, we're going well, I mean, how was there no color?
It was pen and ink drawing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was color. I don't remember. But I remember we discussed it. Somebody go back to our old podcast and go listen.
Was the Grinch a Grinch because he was a Grinch or because of how people were to him?
I don't know. What's the lore of
I
the
have
Grinch
no
that
idea
stole
how
much
you
wood
said?
Could woodchuck chuck wood chuck wood chuck wood.
Like, you know, there's
was he a Grinch because he was a Grinch or a Grinch Grinch Grinch? This is gonna get some people mad. Because people will say this isn't a Christmas movie, this is one of those ones.
Die Hard.
No.
Oh.
Gremlins.
Oh yeah.
Gizmo was originally going to turn into Stripe, but Steven Spielberg ultimately decided to treat them as different characters.
Mogwai.
I like how Chris Grinch just stared at you for that one.
Mogwai. Okay.
And we'll end it out. Mythbusters proved that just like in A Christmas Story, you can get your tongue stuck to a piece of cold metal.
I think we've known that for a long time, though, because everybody's tried that at one point.
And then they end up getting their... Well, I never did, because I...
Yeah, definitely I didn't. I mean, maybe my hand, but definitely not my tongue to a pole. That sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, not necessarily a pole, but like you try to...
To any metal thing.
Okay.
Got really mad about that.
She had a life free of risk. I'm so jealous.
You ever hear about what that kid did after he made that movie who got his tongue stuck?
What?
This isn't a joke either. He ended up doing adult films.
I was going to say that, but I thought there's no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely true.
Really?
We did a fact checker on that
one.
Did
he ever try to touch his to a metal something or
sure
another?
There was something in there.
It
like
has
that.
To be. I mean,
of course
just,
we have to go down this road.
The films write themselves. I mean, really.
Yeah. Just get a Polish person.
He invented a new position called the triple dog dare.
Oh no.
And Chris goes dead.
My throat. Said him in his one of his films as a direct quote.
What was that? All I heard was send him the dog. Deep a dog. You sounded like Bill Cosby. Deep dog, give it a do it right and keep coughing right in your mouth.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just keep doing it that way. Oh. So that's the end of this list. Did you think it was interesting? Email us, freaks@freakaccident.com.
Mickey's mom, email us.
My mentals are flossed.
Yeah.
For sure. All right.
What's next?
The paternity test.
All right.
I know nothing about this because Mickey put this in.
Mickey, we're going to find out who your dad is. On a freak accident.
Check out our podcast archive where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
We think paternity tests are in order. If you want one, we'll fly out tomorrow. And I say yes, I'll
very good song.
Classic.
I mean, it goes along with the story.
It does.
So this is the internet backing a teen who's refusing a paternity test after dad claims she isn't his.
Dun, dun, dun.
That whole header, when I read it initially, sounded awful.
Yeah, wait.
I'm like, wait a minute, which wait. It makes you want to read it.
Say it again. What is the header?
Internet backs teen refusing paternity test after dad claims she isn't his.
Okay, so the father wants a test, and she's refusing to take one.
Correct.
Okay. I got it.
So, of course, right. Leave it to Reddit. And this is from the subreddit, Am I the A-Hole?
Nice. We've done stories from here before, I think.
Because they're fantastic.
Yeah.
They always come up good. So this 16-year-old is describing that her father became convinced that she's not his real daughter. And I guess mom ran away sometime when she was like 8. And now she's 16. So this dad has been raising this kid for at least 8 years. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden decided, you're not mine.
You couldn't last the other 2 years when she becomes a legal adult?
That's what I thought when I was reading this. I'm like, really? I'm like, now you decide this?
Does she go into detail on what the evidence is for his claim? Or just that he just woke up one day and decided...
So apparently this came about because he keeps talking about how paternity fraud is a big issue. So now he needs a paternity test.
What?
But what? So
why did he decide to look into it from the very beginning?
Well, here's my bigger question.
Right?
What does he expect to get out of this? The mother ran away, right? Is she paying child support?
It doesn't explain that in here if he is getting money from the mom who ran away or not.
Does he think like he's going to, it's within his rights then to kick her out of his house and not have to raise her anymore if she's not his? Like, I don't see what his end game is here.
Yeah,
except being a terrible person.
Right.
Okay.
So she told him she wouldn't submit to testing, and he got mad about it and demanded that she do it right now. And even though he gave her a hardline stance, it didn't push her to get this paternity test done. But it doesn't explain what the ultimatum is if she doesn't do it or what's going on. But she was trying to ask the internet, you know, am I a jerk for putting my foot down and saying, like, no, I don't want a paternity test. Like, I look like my dad. He's been raising me for 8 years. Why is this all of a sudden an issue?
Yeah, I guess that's the other thing, too. You would think, I mean, if he's been raising her, he's her dad.
Well, yeah. You know what I mean? He might not be the biological father, but right. he's the dad.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me, at least if I was her, I would want to know. Like, I would want to know, is he really my dad?
Yeah, like, because why all of a sudden now is he so dead set on this?
Well, that was because he was reading into all these fraud cases that were going on.
Well, I can't imagine, though, like, would my father, like, just because he's reading about it, suddenly be like, let's check this out. Let's make sure. Like, I feel like it's kind of like,
Kara's father looks at her from across the room and is like, I've never trusted her.
And I don't know. I've known Kara long enough now to know I'd probably, you know, just check. Just to make sure.
How nice.
I somehow snuck in at night. What night when they, I don't know,
what are
came
you, a
home.
Changeling? Jeez. Yeah.
That's how I got there.
I came from the stork.
Yeah. She tossed a real baby out the window and took
its
place.
That's right. I was like the baby on Family Guy.
So
the
Redditors are in agreement with the he had 8 years to figure this out. Why didn't he do it before then?
Somebody asked what his end game is. What is the point of all of this ultimately? Like, who cares?
So the
she's
one
your daughter,
here,
she's not your daughter. You've been raising her for 8 years. Who cares?
Boots X was in agreement with not getting the paternity test and said,
that mean
"What?
Like he has 10 boots or what?
Boots
X rated?
EX.
Oh.
Now Boots
X is
EX.
Boots.
Oh,
Boots is X.
Maybe. But
oh,
it says
Boots the monkey from Dora the Explorer. His ex.
Or
is
maybe they're scaring Texas.
Maybe.
Bootex.
Or it could be boot.
Oh.
They're into squashing.
That might be.
I like that vegetable.
You would. So anyways, they write, what kind of monster would raise an actual person from a baby to age 16, find out there isn't a biological connection, and then just dump them?
Yeah, I agree with that person.
Well, that's my point. Like, is that what he wants to do?
It sounds like it.
So wait, paternity,
what would be the point?
Paternity fraud is committed by the kid? Like, kids pretending to be the kid of somebody? No. Paternity fraud would be like the mom saying,
well,
this is
what,
your kid.
That's probably what his suspicion is that, like,
so he's trying to actually get at the mom, I guess?
Maybe.
But the point is, like,
is there a follow-up to that statement? Does she answer that at all?
No, there is no answer here. It's just other comments from Redditors trying to figure out.
That, I guess, is like, Lee, what were you just saying? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, how terrible do you have to be? Because there's only one end game to this, that you want to dump the daughter.
Right.
Well, that would be, like I said, unless it's just that he's curious and he's always maybe suspected or something. I don't know. But then, like, why wouldn't you just say, like, listen, I'm just curious. I want to know.
Exactly.
Like, not that I'm still your dad. I'll always be your dad, but I just want to know. But, yeah, that's still, why would it, if that's how you felt, though, why would you care whether it was or it wasn't?
Right.
You
know, I'd rather not know.
And why would you wait until now?
Yeah,
you've had 8 years.
It just seems like it's a stupid all over, right?
Yeah.
He just seems like an impressionable dummy because he read a couple articles and now that's changing his entire life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Happens more often than you might think.
You know, I said it and then I realized I might be talking about a lot of people.
You might be talking about like the entire Western world at this point.
Or herself.
Three articles and now you're an expert on paternity.
Oh, boy.
It's not on Facebook, so it must be true.
Yep. It was on TikTok. I watched a 30-second clip and now I know everything.
That's right.
Well, this was on Reddit, so now we definitely know everything.
Oh, yep. Well, yeah, all the best knowledge comes from Reddit.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I agree. That's where I get all my information.
that instead.
WebMD? That's how I don't go to doctors.
Did you ever find out what was wrong with you that one time? Remember we did that for you?
Oh,
that was on an old show.
Yeah, like, yeah.
There was something wrong with him, so we put it into WebMD and we read all the results to
was
him.
Was he dying?
There was like 400 types of cancer in there. And
yeah.
Well, that's always top of the list.
Right, yeah.
Anything you look into WebMD.
Yeah.
At least the first 8 answers, I was dead. Like, there was no cure.
It's like searching for what's causing this noise in my car. It's always like, you know, well, it could be a loose lug nut, or it could be that your engine's about to throw a rod. Yeah. You know, it's like the worst possible explanation, maybe.
You might have a cold, or you might have AIDS. Oh, that's good.
Why does it always come to that?
Well, it's the worst I can think of.
You've got Omicron 2, the sequel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is that how you say that word?
And I've heard it pronounced 400 different ways.
Wasn't that used to be like a TV thing?
Sounds like the name of a Transformer.
It was, maybe. No, it was Futurama. They have little memes
Planet
up
Omicron.
All over that.
Oh. Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's the little meme thing.
Yeah,
right,
there was Unicron. That was the Transformer.
No, it's Unicorn. Yeah. It's Unicorn.
Don't steal my bit. That's my thing.
Don't insult Mickey like this. She didn't ask for this treatment today.
Sparkly Unicorn.
She didn't come here to be insulted like this.
Unicron.
I don't know. I think that guy sucks.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going with it.
Yeah, she should probably look to become a foster kid because I wouldn't want to live with that jerk anymore.
Even if it was just 2 years, years away from him.
Yeah.
She's 16. She can get emancipated. It'll be fine.
See? Yeah, get away from that guy. He's not to be trusted.
So do we have time for this last one? Because I can't see the clock.
Yes, we do.
All right, so coming up next, we've got 10 things that are illegal but aren't ethically wrong.
Ooh.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Remember, you must do no harm. Doing good and being sure you have no qualms.
What is that from?
The ethical song.
Do no harm.
Sounds like Kermit.
Kind of.
Yeah.
No, this is the guy that replaced Jim Henson, because it kind of sounds like Kermit, but it's not quite right.
All right, well, somehow I'm in charge of this segment, so we're going to talk about 10 things that are illegal but aren't ethically wrong.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
I mean, I'm interested in knowing what's on this list, because ethics is so subjective.
It is.
Yeah, like most illegal things would be morally wrong.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that there's laws for, though, where it's just like...
That aren't.
Yeah, it's a law for stupid reasons. Like, it doesn't...
Right. Not all wrongs are illegal.
And not all illegals are wrong.
Someone recently asked the internet to list things that are illegal, but they're not ethically wrong. All right. There's a lot of gray areas here, so guess what?
Oh, this is another Reddit thing, isn't it?
I don't know. Let me see.
Yippers! Yay, Reddit!
That's a nice drop right there. We'll be able to use that anytime.
All right, guys. Here is something that is illegal, but not necessarily ethically wrong. Number one, paying for someone else's parking meter.
That's illegal?
Apparently.
I thought that would just be like a pay it forward kind of thing, right?
Apparently it is.
Is that in
illegal.
Like certain states or something?
Probably Pennsylvania, the stupidest stupidest state in the world.
Yeah, probably. You can't do it. How about this one? I like credentialing laws for things that don't carry much danger if you do them incorrectly. For example, you need a license to be a florist.
What?
I had no idea.
Like, why? What if you did a terrible job at a floral arrangement?
I mean,
I don't know.
Okay, so
who cares?
So the only thing that I could think that might be important with that is you are importing specific types of flowers that could bring in bugs, so you would need to know what you're bringing in and what to watch out for, so maybe a license, I guess?
I'll take poop over bugs any day.
I mean, yeah. There's a lot of things that I don't understand why people are licensed for. Like, real estate, I get.
Mm-hmm.
Barbering, I don't understand why
sharp,
people need to be...
pointy objects around your ears.
Right?
And?
I kind of want somebody to know what they're doing.
So you don't think that a barber, a person who's licensed, couldn't still nick you?
Oh, no, I know they could.
They definitely do,
they
I
definitely
assure you.
pay more attention.
And then you could argue with that.
And cleanliness.
You don't need to be licensed to be a chef.
That's true.
You
and
don't?
They have knives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Pennsylvania doesn't require licensing for tattoo artists. That makes me cringe.
Ooh. Yeah. No, I want that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
either.
That's why I won't get a tattoo in Pennsylvania.
That's weird.
I already did. I hope I'm not going to die.
How long ago did you get it?
A while ago.
I think you're okay.
Couple two, 3 years ago.
Congratulations. Which hep do you have? Let's find out. Spin the wheel.
WebMD.
Come on, A.
Okay, this one says, pirating media that isn't available for purchase in your area, you weren't going to get my money either way. What? Or it says, making photocopies of sheet music.
That's illegal? Making photocopies of sheet music is illegal.
Is it? Because my school did it.
Yeah.
For band class.
Yeah, definitely. Schools are cheap.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So they're saying it's illegal to, like...
So they're saying pirating media that isn't available for purchase.
Yeah,
so
in
like,
your area.
Oh,
so you can't buy it.
You can't
so
buy
like,
it. The only way to get it is to pirate it. But they're saying, well, either way, it's illegal because you shouldn't be
able
to...
What was this thing called again?
Illegal, but not unethical.
They aren't ethically wrong.
Yeah,
so you're not allowed to do it.
Illegal, but not unethical.
I thought maybe they worded it wrong. Maybe they were legal.
Nope.
But are ethically wrong.
Apparently that's...
Other way around? No.
How about loitering in a park? That's illegal, apparently.
Isn't that what you do in a park?
That's...
Like, you're supposed to loiter.
So, like, what are you doing if you're not loitering?
What's the definition of loitering?
Like, do you have to be constantly active? Like,
is it like you're not allowed to lean with your arms folded against a tree? That specifically.
Or on a bench with your arms crossed. Yeah. You can't look miserable in a park.
If you're looking at the sky, it's illegal. If you're looking at a bird, you're fine.
Ah.
Okay.
Well, as long as you have a clear like that. Jaywalking and crossing the street on a red light as a pedestrian when there are no cars around is illegal.
Yep.
You're supposed to cross at the corner no matter what.
Yep.
And a green light regardless, even if there's no cars around. That's what it says.
Well, on my way to work, people run across the highway. So
around here, I feel like cars feel like they have the right of way all the time, though. So I think people get like...
Not enough.
Gutsy.
Not enough.
But
especially coming off of my street, I had somebody yell the other day, "It's a red light." I'm like, yes, and there's no crosswalk here. So I stopped where my vehicle was supposed to stop, and you tried to jump out in front of my vehicle. So yeah, don't feel bad.
Do what they want.
Oops.
This one is a little...
At least she didn't fart out her mouth that time.
This one, well, now on that note, this one's a little serious.
Uh-oh.
So you might have to dig deep for this one. It says, withdrawal of care for terminal illness or any kind of assisted suicide in general.
That's changed in a couple states.
In some places it has, yeah.
So that's what it's saying, though, is that it's not necessarily...
I don't know. I waffle so much on that.
You waffle?
I pancake.
Do you? You pancake on that?
Yeah.
Can I maple syrup?
Okay.
We're not going to talk about this at all. We're just going to move on.
We don't want to get into it
because it's deep.
It is deep.
It is, but...
That's another quote by that that kid from A Christmas Story.
Okay.
He had a million of them.
Number 7 on this list. As
also another quote from him.
Getting close to finishing the list. Prostitution.
Oh, this... another quote.
This person says, everyone does it for free, so why can't you get paid?
Especially
when you can get paid if you film it.
Right. Well, that's, yeah. So that is actually something in my mind that makes no sense.
Like, if you do it on film, you can get paid. But if you do it in private, you can't get paid.
There's also a good side for it being legal because people are doing it anyways.
Right.
Then they have to get tested. If it's legalized as a business,
yeah, you could actually license the business for it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, you want to license them?
Well, I mean, considering considering the potential for spread of disease, yeah, sure.
A licensed prostitute. Interesting.
But, I mean,
I get it.
Yeah, in my mind, though, I don't understand.
They're on the street waving out their degrees.
Oh, then it would probably become a college course, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Homework would be awesome.
I really, though, I've never understood why that is illegal. I don't get why. Like, really.
Well, the only thing you have to be careful of is the people that are being forced into it.
Sure. Yeah,
that's part
true.
Of it.
But if you legalize it, people won't be forced into it because it becomes a legal thing. It won't be a seedy
so you think,
anymore.
You think more people will want to grow up to do that if it's not illegal is what you're saying?
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, it's come out that there's, like Lazy E mentioned, you know, of... pornography is mm-hmm. essentially like, you know, you're getting paid to have sex. It's
yeah.
just, you know, it's okay because someone's pointing a camera at you for some reason. Mm-hmm. There are people who even in that industry still get wrapped up in it and forced to do things that they don't want to.
True.
I mean, you know, if you go down that hole,
yep.
like, there's plenty of things that happen that's not on the up and up. But
I know.
Also another line from
yeah,
his movie.
Yeah, that kid, he got around. It is true. Like there's always going to be ne'er-do-wells in any industry.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's like, if it were legal, would that lessen the effects of it? You know, like Portugal, like, decriminalized all drugs and drug usage went down.
Mm-hmm.
Figure that out.
Well, it's because people do it because it's illegal.
Yeah, it's like bad kids. You tell your kid no, and the kid's like, for sure, I want to do that now.
Right, yeah.
It's like parenting 101.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Freaks at freakaccident.com. Tell us why we're wrong.
All right, let's keep going here. Taking food from an employer when it was about to get thrown away anyway. Or like, it says, or even stealing food or other items from a dumpster. So
that
it's
is
illegal.
Illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Is this specifically regarding like, people who work in the food service industry?
Well,
like,
they're also
not even dumpster divers.
Yeah.
That's illegal?
It is, yeah.
Why?
Because that's private property.
But it's garbage.
Believe me, we've had that argument. It makes no sense.
I agree, but they view it as private property and you're stealing from someone.
Well, that's
private.
The nature of the whole thing, though, mm-hmm. right? It's
yeah.
it's illegal, but it really isn't ethically wrong.
No.
Did I say ethnically?
It's not ethically wrong either.
Yeah, garbage is garbage.
Like, the one donut place that I used to work for, I worked for two different ones, two different families. The one, they would always let us take home the leftovers because they knew it was going in the garbage. And
right.
they said, we're not going to... One, it lessened their cost for the garbage because now we're taking it home with us and it's not going in the garbage. And two, it was going in the garbage. So they said, take it home. When I transferred and I went to go work for another family that owned the same franchise, they were the complete opposite. They wanted everything in the garbage. And if you were going to take it home, even at the end of the night, they were charging you for it.
That's terrible.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's really dumb.
And I mean, believe me, you work there for a couple of years, the last thing you want to do is eat that food, but still.
Yeah, it's the fact.
It's
of the
principle,
yeah.
yeah.
Huh. That's weird. I didn't know that.
That's weird.
Like a feast is a feast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next. Sleeping in your car.
Yep.
Illegal.
Totally got in trouble for that a couple
I
times.
I do that at work.
That's what...
on my lunch break.
That's weird, though. Why is that illegal?
That's what Tiger Woods got arrested for.
Well, if they can't
time,
pull
right?
you over for drunk driving,
right.
they're going to get you for sleeping in your car.
Yeah, but what if I'm not drunk or driving? I'm just sleeping because I'm super tired and it's way more dangerous for me to be driving than it is to be
well,
sleeping.
Well, that's just it. Like,
it's weird.
Why? What is the alternative, then? You know what
right.
I mean? Like, I pulled over and went to sleep because I was exhausted and I knew it was affecting my driving. Nope,
I only had it happen to me twice.
How dare you? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's...
So you'd rather I keep driving and kill
right.
myself or somebody else, potentially, than
yeah.
pull over and just take a quick nap.
Mm-hmm.
And I just mentioned, you know, Tiger Woods got arrested for that the one time, didn't he?
I think? I don't know. It was so long ago. I can't remember if he was drunk as well.
Kara broke it.
I don't know how to go backwards. So, yeah, and that's the point on that. Well, the last one is drinking when you're 364 days and 24 hours or whatever it is.
When you're 20 years old.
364 days. Like, you're almost there, but you have to wait
the
till midnight.
The day before you turn 21.
Mm. Well, that's like when you go out on the night of your birthday, before your birthday, and you're at the bar or the restaurant that serves alcohol at 11:55, and they're not supposed to serve you until like midnight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a weird arbitrary thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because that 5 minutes is really going to change your whole outlook on life.
But I feel like it's maybe a slippery slope. Like, I feel like it's one of those rules that it's like, if you let them go at 5 minutes, can't you just let them go at 10 minutes?
Can't you just let them go at a year, two years, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're super strict about it.
I mean, it's honestly, though, like...
Seems weird, though.
In Germany, what is the thing? Like, if you could see over the bar, you get served?
Yeah, a lot of things over in the UK are like that.
Yeah, so it's... I don't know. Like, in my mind, like I said, a lot of these things are, like... So this is philosophically speaking, then, right? Excuse me. Like, really, like, the only thing...
Philosophically speaking. So,
philosophically speaking, what would you guys consider to be something that is, like, what would you consider legitimately unethical? Like, it's not subjective.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't like hard questions.
What do you mean, like, killing someone?
I can't
someone?
Think right now.
Or but do you the, mean like...
Well, because that's the thing. Like, because a lot of these rules, we're arguing it's subjective, it's arbitrary. So, right. like, when it, oh, when so, you're talking about, like, you know, so many laws aren't unethical, but they're illegal for stupid reasons. So, like, if you reduced the law down to just things that are unethical, like, what would it cover?
That's tough.
Murder.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like, right. Not, like, self-defense or, like, anything like that. Just, like, legitimate, I think I'm just going to murder you today. Right?
I want to say, like, intentionally drugging people. Because, ironically, I just read an article about a doctor local to here who was just writing out prescriptions and, you know, letting people get high for whatever.
I can summarize it in two laws.
Go for it.
Do not use force. Do not lie. That covers everything that's unethical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You thought about that for a while.
I have.
Huh?
It's a libertarian thing. You know what I mean? Like, because that's the thing. Like, they argue for minarchism. You know, not anarchism. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I would argue real libertarians are, believe in government and laws, but just a limited amount of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so what do you have laws for then? You have laws to prevent the use of force against people. That includes murder, stealing.
Sure.
You know, anything that would. You know, coercion is a type of force.
Right.
And lying. Mm-hmm. Like saying, I'm going to give you something and then reneging on it. Like that's, you know, that also should be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really it. Force and lying. You cover those, you make that illegal and everything else fly.
I think we're going to put that article on Swins.
We should.
Okay. So that's it. That covers this entire...
your educational moment for this episode.
Yeah.
Brought to you by a very sick man.
Thank you for your service.
Now, please don't make me do the website.
Oh, this would be a great day for it, though.
Yeah, you should.
You kind of want to.
I don't want to.
You sort of do. You looked side to side like, don't talk me out of it,
I'm waiting
guys.
For somebody else to volunteer.
No, I
did it last time, so it's really not my turn.
And then
we all read segments. We went through all this, so yeah, it's on you today.
Anyways, go to afreakaccident.com.
Oh, that's who's going to do it?
My hero.
That's that's right. Come into my arms. Another line from that kid in a movie. Anyways, go to afreakaccident.com. There's everything you need right there, including stuff we don't even talk about right on the front page. Also, you go to the podcast section. Every episode we've ever done is right there. And you can download them, you can stream them, you can save them for later. Whatever you want to do, just keep downloading them. That's all I wanted you to do.
Listen back over the last 4.5 years.
Yeah,
where
I know.
Are we at? How many years? Six? What?
It's been
a lot
long
of years.
Time. Over 300 episodes. We've been doing it every week for that long.
That's another line from that kid's movie.
Yeah. Then you click the connect tab right there. You can get into all our social media accounts. You can interact with the show. You can become part of the show when we have listener active moments. Check out our TikTok since Chris goes really into that right now.
Yep.
We'll be making some more right after this show. Also, you could email us freaks@afreakaccident.com about anything. And while you're on that website, don't forget to hit the shop section. It is getting close to Christmas. You can get a t-shirt for your loved one or for yourself. Be a little selfish. $19.99 plus shipping. And you can get some free stickers as well just by leaving your physical mailing address. And then out of anything you could do, wherever you get your podcasts, review us, rate us, and that will do everything. And subscribe, because then
we that will do charts. Everything.
Yeah, we'll move up the charts, and it would do a lot for us. Don't need to explain it. Just do that, and that would be great. And, of course, share us with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Next week, the most mispronounced words of 2021.
Crisco has said them all.
We definitely talked about at least one of them.
It's just a list of everything I've mispronounced. That's going to be a long episode. So we'll be back for that. And I guess you want to take us out?
No, you do it.
I do it? Okay, fine. Aww. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here as always. And we'll catch you again soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
I'm really sick.
Down. Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.